Greetings, everyone. This is James Dillon with eCity Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. Again, we're all over the network. Yeah, you can find us on Rumble, Telegram, X, YouTube, maybe. You know, they like to censor it. But this one, they shouldn't be able to censor, but maybe they always find a way. But I think that's coming to an end really, really quick. But anyway, the sky's at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know, the mornings of December 4th and the 5th and the 6th were literally filled with UFOs. And I get up at 5 in the morning and grab my camera, sometimes 4:30, and I just grab my camera and walk outside. And, you know, these ships were crisscrossing, speeding up, turning, going in every direction. And meanwhile, on the ground, you know, Congress is still having hearings on, are UFOs real and is there a cover-up? On the news, their conclusion, there are no extraterrestrials and all the UAPs can be easily explained. Of course, that's the mainstream news covering it. You know, all the hype about disclosure, the fuzzy tic-tac as the smoking gun. When exactly is, you know, we said exactly where it would go. And it would all go back to the controlled narrative. You know, they'd hype it up and then it would go back to the some authority issuing a statement, oh no, we've accounted for all of it and there are no aliens or off-worlders. So anyway, back to the controlled narrative, that's where we are. And of course, the Hollywood alien shows and their controlled narrative puppets cashed in on it with no shame whatsoever. I think they knew when they were talking about this, but you might want to hold their feet to the fire and just say, hey, did you know this was all going to end up, you know, in the toilet again with there are no UFOs or why you keep hyping everybody up and don't give them the real information? And some of these guys are actually pressing legal action on myself and eCity and others for disclosing the real truth. And so, you know, we're interfering with a multi-billion dollar industry. It's they don't like that. You know, they want to keep the suspense going. And we're coming to an end to the cover-ups, and the ships are appearing everywhere around the world, and the poser shills and weaponized agencies all have their backs up against the wall. And that's when they're most dangerous. So it's right before their fall. And that's what's happening right now. So they're lashing out. We're getting a lot of heat. And I'm trying to stay out of all the dramas. It's not easy. They're just trying to pull me into it, even though I had nothing to do with it other than be authentic and tell the truth and have the back, you know, the photos and videos and witnesses to back it up. So anyway, they're all coming out of the woodwork. But and as we have always said, real disclosure will come from the skies. Mother Mary once said, universal peace will not come from governments and religions. It'll come through the hearts and minds of the people. And so it goes with disclosure. You know, the controlled narrative, poser, dog and pony shows are all coming to an end. So all you have to do is go out on a clear night, preferably a new moon. It's perfect now because the moon's not real bright. And you'll see the ships. You know, they're visible to the naked eye. Although we have night vision and we have military night vision and night vision attached to the camera, which helps, it's still only filming basically what you're seeing with the naked eye. And that's about it. You know, you can zoom in just a little bit more, but you know, it's you can't miss it anyway. So any of those have been participating in the controlled narrative and censorship are squirming right now. You know, they've kept it in the past, far away, back engineering only. It's all negative or demons, you know, never answering the question, who are they? Why are they here? And are they our ancient answers returning? I want to add a little bit to that because, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record on this subject, but after 70 plus years of disclosure, you know, these false starts are really getting old. And there seems to be like a little team out there. And some of them are in the UFO community, and some are not, and they go ahead of me. And so whenever something starts to open up, like I was supposed to, like Joe Rogan wanted me to have on a show, and all of a sudden I see these guys come on the show saying, it's all a demon, you don't know what it is, it's all dark, it's all whatever. And then all of a sudden I disappear, out of the subject. And that's happened over and over at major conferences and everything else. I get invited, and then this other group shows up and lays this groundwork, and they're posers and shills and people that are known. You're the known people in the UFO community. And next thing you know, I'm off the docket. And it happened in Thrive, the movie Thrive. I had a little cameo appearance there, and next thing you know, Greer showed up, and I was on the cutting room floor. So anyway, there's a lot more to that story. That's why I don't have any time for that guy. But anyway, the very people controlling, the narrative and muddying the water and censoring, they're all going to jump on the bandwagon and saying, those are my people I've been working with, and in truth, it's going to be a come to Jesus moment when the off world will say, I never knew you, and pass them by. They're just going to walk on by. You know where they're going to go to? They're going to go to like the farmers and just the good salt of the earth people and people of the high moral and integrity levels. Those are the people they're appearing to. This other nonsense, they don't want to participate in that. They just want salt of the earth people that, again, have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's what they're looking for. They don't want the religious zealots. They don't want the government control freaks. They don't want to deal with the military. Some are. They're trying to get us geared up for the negative ones, and they have. But there's a lot. There's so much going on. I wish they just were ready. And time to rip the band-aid off. And I think Trump's going to do that. But anyway, the Star Nations are back in numbers far too numerous to suppress. The ships are decloaking. Contact is happening now with those who've risen to the occasion, those, again, with the open minds, loving hearts, and pure intent. So, prerequisites the governments and the UFO community at the highest levels have not met. It's a carnival, it's a moneymaker. They got to keep the fear and suspense going. That you can't talk about the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. And they're all trying to censor this message right now. So contact with the Star Nations is inevitable. Whether we're here or not, it's going to happen. And we're going to join the rest of the universe in peace, the greater family of man, both interstellar and interdimensional as both. So no one can stop what is coming. In the interest of national security, we need to contact and work with the benevolent ETs during the planetary liberation. And we also have to admit those we have depended on, both in the government and many in the UFO community, have totally failed. And it was by design. The whole thing was set up to fail and to control the narrative and to keep disclosure somewhere in the future. I mean, that's how they operate. They keep dangling a carrot and then pull it away. So, just be aware of that. Anyway, there's a little heads up here. There are still, despite what a lot of YouTubers are saying, there are still some negative entities attacking lightworkers, mostly unseen from the fourth dimension. And people are having nightmares, waking up with scratch marks, feeling excessive fear, anger, and having lots of accidents. And it's imperative that we stay vigilant, keep our shields up and clear, unseen negative influences. And also, too, heads up, just there's a lot of hit pieces coming out on several people in the UFO community. And I know they've done hit pieces on Mary Rodwell, Peter Slattery, myself, Corey Good. There's a whole bunch of people in there that are having all these hit pieces now coming out on them. And look at the character of the people doing the hit pieces. I mean, come on. I mean, they pose as these spiritual enlightened leaders that are here to guide us. And all they engage in is slander and character assassination and deceptions and lies. And when you challenge them, you say, where's your evidence? Where's your personal have you experienced this personally? Use the old Socrates method. I'm saying, do you have any personal experience around this? Do you know somebody personally? Something, just say, give me a name. And they can't come up with anything. They never do. It's amazing. But it's all These people are just not somebody you want to be in charge of your future, basically. So anyway, again, keep your shields up and keep your energies clear. So he said he would clear energy several times daily, more, before going to bed, we do major clearings before we start our day. We clear the ranch and over the 40 plus years, even before he said he existed, the numbers of entity cleared and moved on is in the millions, maybe the billions, a conservative estimate. I don't know. So sometimes we're doing over 100,000 in a session, moving these entities on, working with the higher dimensional beings. It's very easy to do when you work with these, 7, 8, 9 D, 13 D beings. You can clear a lot of these energies, and it helps the earth in its ascension process. And they come to the vortex of the portal, he said, to be cleared. And we also do a lot of counseling work, TPRS sessions, removing wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences, including childhood and past lives. So it's a quantum leap in spiritual evolution. And it raises one's frequencies and help in the ascension process well underway with humanity and the earth. And people that have been to these healing circles and these gatherings have seen firsthand people, having spontaneous healings and having major releases. We've been doing this for over 40 years, as you said, and I was doing it before that. So with, the TIC and Tibetan other organizations and studying with lamas and yogis, we're learning different ways of healing unseen negative influences. So imagine if enough of us were doing the clearings on a regular basis, personally and in groups. The planet would be cleared up exponentially faster. So if we had enough people gathering in groups, and it's all on our site, all the healing, it's free, eSeti.org, the real prayer of Jesus, the real healing techniques, they're kind of the TIC. They're kind of a foundation out of the TIC, teaching of the inner Christ, and but they've been kind of updated and so changed a little bit to kind of keep it eclectic so everybody can use them. So I mean, these sessions work, and it's amazing if you have a lot of illness, a lot of accidents. You're having a lot of emotional outbursts. You're feeling a lot of negativity and fear and anger and things like that. You sit down and you do a clearing, and all of a sudden it just goes away. Imagine that. This has been going on for a long time, and it's sad that we weren't. This is the manual we didn't get before we incarnated. So it's important. Grab the books if you want. The books are really eye-opener. About the real history of Earth, the different levels, the negative entities, the positive entities, and those in between. It covers all that. So anyway, we need to kind of get after that and take personal responsibility for the fields around us and our homes and our families and our businesses and everything else going on. We need to start clearing these energies out. On another note, sky quakes, extremely loud booms happening around the world are baffling scientists. This has been going on for a while. And most of these scientists were educated at SSU, stupid self-important university. I'm sorry, I had to add that, And while there are some open-minded scientists, most are socially engineered by the recycled ignorance taught in most universities. And they take our best minds and have them build weapons. The so-called experts and institutions we depend on to be our ambassadors and inform us fall very short of their mandate. So anyway, you got to go outside the box. The geniuses that I know that I work with, that some have like 9 PhDs and things like that, and they've been involved in some very interesting projects I can't talk about. Anyway, but they talk about real science comes to you. It's not something you're going to learn in the universities, and the universities have all been usurped now. They're trying to really push socialism and communism and talking about how good they are, and it never works. And then, everybody's on the dole, and nobody's working, nobody's producing, and that runs out. Here's a little thing that happens with socialism. So what they want to do is they're going to say, hey, we're going to give you free education, we're going to give you free food, we're going to pay for your housing, we're going to do all this stuff, and we're going to take from the rich, and we're going to create, our own little group, and we're going to decide who doles out the money. And so you give your power away to them, and you give your future away to them, and everything else. So they're totally in charge of your future, and you've given them all the power to make all the decisions in your life. Well, pretty soon the money comes, starts running low. The money they took away from the others, it runs out. There's nobody adding to the coffers, and so they start running out of money. They say, "Hey, we can't pay for your house anymore, or your food and your education, all the other things, your medical. We can't, we're out of money. We can't pay for that. And the other guys aren't giving us any more money. We can't take any more money from them because they're gone. They've left, they've gone somewhere else, or they've gone broke." And so all of a sudden you're sitting there, you're moving into base poverty. You've got nothing to say about it. They've already taken your guns. And if you try to rise up and do something about it, guess who has the guns? They do, So it always gets really ugly, and it moves into genocide almost every time. And you show me a functioning socialistic country, and I will be very shocked, because what they teach you in college, that these socialistic countries are not really socialistic. They're more capitalistic. And although they might have a little different system than we do, they all are in the free market system. And they're all, it's just, it's not what you think. And there's a few that are in the free market system, but they still have the leadership. They're still working on some kind of socialistic or communistic program. But it's they are like tightening the reins and saying, "Hey, they're saying, "Hey, we can't take care of you anymore." So things are getting tight. So it never works, and it always ends up in genocide. So read the real history. Believe it or not, history was a socialist, as a socialist country. And and then they use the word democracy. Democracy is a joke. It's a program to use, brute force, get the masses socially engineered, and then turn them all against each other, and everybody, it's a mess. A republic is where it's at. A republic is what we have. And in a republic, power stays within the people. It's not big government that takes care of everything. The people take care of themselves. And that is something that will perpetuate itself forever. It's not going to be a quick giveaway program followed by collapse and then everybody going, "What happened?" So we're getting back to that. We're moving back to the republic. So anyway, study that. Study the difference between a republic and a democracy. And we aren't a democracy, we're a republic. So anyway, a lot of the people, a lot of scientists that are figuring things out, they've transcended societal programming, realize we're living in a multidimensional unified field of consciousness and energy. In other words, everything is not nuts and bolts. Not everything can fit into a test tube or be measured by physical apparatus. And the enlightened ones also realize the lamestream media, the government, religious, or legacy education institutions are not where the real knowledge and the real truth will be found. So you got to get outside the box, folks, if you want to figure out what's really going on. Your governments are not going to tell you the whole truth. Your religions are not going to tell you the whole truth. And there are, if you want to find something closest to truth, find your local conspiracy nut, and you'll find out he's not really, or she's not really a nut. They just, now, I mean, there's a massive list of all the conspiracy theories that have all proven out now. They're fact now. They're no longer a conspiracy. So the thing about a conspiracy, it's about 6 months before it becomes a fact. And now it's about 2 months because time's quickening. Anyway, so just maybe there's a multidimensional and a temporal war going on, planetary liberation. Those mysterious booms in the sky can only be explained by going outside the box. If you follow the money, you'll find the false science, but it's not the real science. The real science is we live in a multidimensional unified field of consciousness and energy. Everything begins in consciousness, then lowers into light, then energy, and finally mass. This has all been stated repeatedly by all the masters and geniuses throughout time. What see I am I? We are what we think. With our thoughts, we create the world. As you believe, so it is. All have a foundation in quantum physics. So what kind of world would we live in if we were constantly bombarded by fear, guilt, unworthiness, division, perpetuated by governments, religions, and legacy media? Again, it's all by design to disempower and divide the people. So the designers of enslavement and depopulation programs are being removed in what you call the planetary liberation, ascension, the great awakening, or the quickening, whatever name you want to give it. They're not frequency specific and cannot rise and sustain themselves or their empires due to the Earth's ascension. Their karma is being accelerated and amplified. So that's what you're saying. Everything is surfacing. It's coming up. The boomerang effect, you know, the karma is being amplified. Everything's being revealed. Everything's being made known. Everything's being amplified and accelerated. And we're in these times right now. So, you know, what if all the ignorance and division rules was replaced by universal law? You know, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. The benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced councils, off-worlders, transdimensional beings all live according to universal law. You know, those people your government saying don't exist, the ones in your heavens zipping back and forth, making right angle turns at several thousand miles an hour and morphing into one to four ships, you know, those guys. But you know, they've all transcended war, disease, poverty, live abundantly, and the universe is their playground. And we're talking about the benevolent ones now. They're the ones coming in right now, and there's a big cleanup going on. So you're going to see a lot of booms, a lot of big flashes, a lot of strange things happening in the skies, and it's part of that. So you think about this. What kind of a person would suppress the possibility for all humanity? You know, could the possibility be there's so much inhumanity on the earth might be due to non-human interference? You know, watch the eyes. People shapeshift. You know, losing their ability to hold human facades. You know, cameras are picking this up globally. You know, I've seen this over and over on everything, on Rumble, on TikTok, on Telegram. You know, all these people are, you know, everybody's got a phone right now and they're catching, you know, these people. And the cameras see more of the electromagnetic light the electromagnetic light system that we're in. They see more of that. And so they pick up things our eyes can't see. So a lot of times you're going to see people's eyes going to slit. They're going to go to black eyed. You're seeing a lot of people in the music industry and Hollywood, all these guys, these stars, you'll see their eyes going black. You'll see them shape-shifting, their hands start changing. And some people in the UFO community have been shape-shifting. So you'll see they get the slit eyes and all of a sudden their hand starts getting claws on it and starts turning green. It's happened a lot out there. And they're really trying to get this off the net because you can't get away from it. But meanwhile, back on the earth, there are a lot of expressions of the ascension, you know, the planetary liberation process, the masks are all coming off, the facades are coming down. The true nature of people established by their actions are all being shown. You know, your idols are all falling. The Epstein and Diddy list will soon be revealed. Actors and musicians will be exposed. I've already seen some of these, you know. Hollywood and major music labels will implode. Corrupt politicians, puppets of some very, you know, dark overlords were brought into the light. So nothing is going to be remain hidden. You know, it's all coming out. And I've already seen a lot of these videos. And, you know, if you take the Kamala support list, they're in it. They're in these videos. But I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them. But anyway, all this is part of the awakening, healing, or planetary liberation process. So the absolute, the Elohim, which is the gods in plural, ascended masters, the little g gods of old and goddesses of every culture, the benevolent, spiritual, and technological advanced off-worlders are all part of this miraculous event. And it's going to be a wild ride. And we all bought this e-ticket, and the forgotten gods are awakening. And universal law is God's law. It's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, divine documents. They all align with universal law. Those who operate outside of universal law will be held accountable. There are higher realms, and they are pressing in right now. So love is the greatest power in the multiverse. It's the manifesting force behind all creation, the cosmic glue that holds everything together. And it is the manifesting force behind the great awakening, and nothing can stop what is coming. If you want proof, look at your sun, the massive influxes of energy bombarding the earth, changes in the electromagnetic light spectrum, and increases in earth's Schumann resonance. Look at the trials and tribulations your family, friends, your own bodies are going through right now to try to adapt to these new energies. So the shift is hitting the fan, and it is time to flow with these changes. Slow down, pray, meditate, nap, get out in nature, take your shoes off, eat lighter, get closer to the ground and nature, drink lots of pure water, test your water. It's time to get proactive if you want to make it through, the other side of these changes. So I want to share a little secret. After two, near-death experiences, 40 years of intense training with masters and elders of almost every nation and learning to transcend levels and dimensions, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there is no wrathful God. It doesn't exist. There were the bearded gods of old and their turf wars and what we refer to as the little g gods, mentioned throughout all the religions, and there are unseen negative influences in the lower astral level, fallen Anunnaki, demonic negative ETs, serpent beings, reptilians, negative grays, and lost souls locked into the reincarnation cycle, hanging out with other beings of like minds. And none are a match for allowing the love of God to, within to be channeled through the heart, with conviction. It'll move any of these out. The more knowledge of God, Creator, Great Spirit one has, the greater the conviction and the greater the ability to heal and cast out these unseen negative influences. And this is your God-given life, your body. And as long as you're operating on universal law, no one has a right to trespass on that. And it is time to rise, stand tall in your own divinity, and get on with the cleanup, the awakening, healing, and liberation of humanity and the earth. What many of you incarnated to do, that's why you chose to come here for these times. What is manifesting in the heavens is a reminder of that mission. The light beings, the energy beings, the light and energy ships, even physical ships, are all reminders of who you really are. And they're not unidentified in many cases. And they are your long lost family, the ancient ancestors, all returning. So for many, it's from whence you came. So a lot of us came from these really advanced civilizations, the Pleiades, Arcturians, Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light. There, I can go on and on for hours and name all the higher dimensional beings and civilizations that have incarnated on Earth at this time. And that knowledge is buried deep under layers of fear, guilt, and unworthiness, the shame and societal programming, and all that spell is being broken now. So it's time to rise up, demand an end to the old draconian law, the enslavement through dependency, your right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. And that is your destiny if you can take it. So it is the destiny of humanity and the earth. We are walking through the last dance of the tyrants. Their timelines are collapsing. The world is over, That whole world is over, basically, and we're just moving through the dregs of time. So many know they already lost, and they're just trying to hang in there. But it would be advantageous for them to change direction and direct their assets and energies to liberation, restoration, and healing of humanity and the earth. It looked good in their light review, and I wanted to tell you something about little something. Okay, in its most unlimited form, which words cannot define, God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, it's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's the highest frequency. And emotions have frequencies to them and beliefs. So, when you believe in omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, when you understand what they're saying there, they're saying the creator, is within all creation. It's omnipresent. It's everywhere present. It's closer than the hair on your head. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. That is what God is. And those are limited words for it. It doesn't have an ego. It's not male or female, but it does express as both male and female if it chooses. When Jesus said, "I myself do nothing, the Father through me doeth the works," what he's saying is that his soul aligned with the source, God, Creator, Great Spirit, and he became a conduit for that. And that's something we all can do, and we can stand up against all this darkness and this negative entities and all these energies that are coming in. When we learn to channel that energy through the heart into every situation and hold that frequency and stay centered in your own, make your own personal God connection and stay centered in that, and you can get through these times because you are going to be challenged. We're all being challenged right now. And this message is a message that they do not want you to hear. The governments don't want you to hear that. The religions don't want you to hear that. The dividers don't want you to hear that. The enslavers don't want you to hear that. And that whole program is coming to an end. And it's time for us to rise up. But anyway, people go, "Well, how do I connect with God?" And I said, "You focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. You get out of all the drama and all the psychic turbulence and the craziness. You get out in nature and make that your focus and ask, put your intention out there. And that's going to set the experience and do clearings. Keep your energy fields clear. You're going to be tested. The greater your light, the more the moths come to the flame. And so you got to deal with that. And there's a lot of entities seen and unseen that are going to try to. It's a tall poppy effect. Mary Rodwell talks about there. They don't like the tall poppy. They're going to cut it off, and it's like the crabs in the pot. You try to climb out, they're going to pull you back down again. No, you don't know what's on the other side. You don't know what's outside the pot. And so there's a lot of that going on. But the last thing I want to say, I'm going to say something that's going to be very controversial. But I was told by a master once that selfish is Godish. And I went, okay, that doesn't compute. That doesn't add up. And later on, I realized what he was talking about. And he says, you have to be true to self. You have to be true to your soul and your own soul purpose, your unique purpose for incarnating to get through these times. And that's your power. When you're authentic and you're true to self, the God within you, your soul. That is when you, and you're going to have to be a little selfish because you're going to have to take time for yourself. You're going to have to really focus on, following your inner guidance at times, and that might go against other people's desires and issues. So it's part of the process to get through these times. So just a little heads up. A lot of people beat themselves up and they go, "God, I need alone time. I need to sit in my bathtub and throw some Epsom salts in there and just meditate. I need to get out in nature. I need to get out of this damn little cubicle where I don't have a window." And and that's what's happening right now. And people are feeling that within. So again, we've got to be a little selfish and take care of our own personal connection to source. I've got a mosquito attacking me here. Not the only little sucker around, but anyway, I think we're going to end on that. We've got a lot of footage we can play, and I'm going to keep playing this footage over and over. And we have a lot of new footage we're going to download here pretty soon. I'm working on it. Again, just keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and forget about the division programs. I don't care if it's the government's doing it, the religion's doing it, wherever division programs are going. It's time to get away from that and just be kind to each other and be kind to the planet and learn to allow people their experience, their truth. And you might have to set some boundaries if it trespasses on your truth. But that's just what we're going through right now. So again, everybody have a great evening and watch the skies. It's going to get crazy, and realize that the demons are going to rear their ugly heads right now. They're in a corner. And the posers and all the other nonsense going, the shills, they're all coming out of the woodwork right now because they've lost control. And Creator has control here. And the multidimensional beings have control, and they're coming in. And they're coming in hot. So it's going to get really crazy. So on that note, have a great evening and just stay in the heart. You know, stay in the heart and just, again, focus on love and joy and bliss and get out in nature. And do it until you become it, until you're one with it. And that's the end of my rant. So on that note, everybody have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Massive.
Wow.
He's a massive power up.
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it, Dad?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it for that. Yeah.
Oh, power up. Oh, yeah. I got it. Rita, let me see it.
Oh,
my God, got it.
Okay, let's power up.
Big
yeah, one,
big
massive. Oh, they faded out. The lead guy faded
Where'd
out.
The other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental, man.
Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
Oh.
But how low do you think you
What? You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there. For anybody
yeah,
listening.
Nice and low.
But it's something.
Well, it's, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
That thing is low.
Whoa, what are they? It's gonna
power up. We got it. Nice. Got the power up. Oh God, I got this on. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know that filled the whole screen.
Rita, when you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think you got
that
a little too
good.
Excited on
that.
That
was epic.
In there.
Massive.
Okay,
massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one. Look.
Where?
Right there. Yeah. Up and left.
Oh, one coming from
the one. Oh, they're going to cross it right there.
I can see him with the naked binoculars.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered up. They powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look.
The right bigger, too.
It's powering up. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Come on.
I got him. There's three. Another one went right through him.
Oh, there's one.
Six. Jeez. No, there's four in front. I got the two in front. How many are there?
There's a line of them. They're all powering up.
Shoot.
they're taking turns, but they, yeah, each one are, whoa, yeah.
I don't know which one to film.
There's a whole, my lord, I got the majority of them.
Are they spinning?
Right here, powering up right here.
Okay, I got this one.
Oh, dude. Dude, there's a whole fleet.
It's my God, they're all... You know what? God. That's not Starlink. They look, they're all...
They're all powering
another one's
up.
Coming down.
Oh, my lord.
That's a freaking fleet.
Holy cow.
Look at all of them. That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not
Starlink. Look, another one coming down from the top.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is a fleet.
What?
Look at all those.
Holy cow.
And they're all... They're not... They're not in a straight row.
Yeah, they're like side by side. They're off. They're not in straight line at all.
No.
They're powering up.
Oh, look at that. That one powered up.
They're powering up. All of them. What?
Oh, I'm getting pulse. My whole left side's pulsing.
Yeah.
And they're going, look, they're going down. They're going up.
Oh, my God. Look,
this one's going up. There's two side by side. Oh, my God. This is like, whoa.
Called it.
There's two there.
Oh my lord.
My God, they're two. What the heck? There are so many, I don't know which one to film.
I'm watching every single one of them. Every single one of them.
That one just powered up. There's two. Look at that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 11, 12. Wow, they're just, they're still coming. And they're going every direction. They're not in a straight line. Look at that. Two together there, two there, two there, two there, three, four, five. Oh my God, it's on. It is on. Over the house. Look at that.
You see that?
Wow.
It's right over, going right over the house.
So big. That's amazing. Holy crap.
Going through the trees. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Are you recording it, James?
Yeah, I got it on film.
Awesome. Are you recording, Wendy?
Yeah, I got it. Fantastic. I also got a shot of him.
Oh God, it's still there.
Yeah, it's
still popping through the trees.
That was
look how low that is. Oh, it's like half treetop level.
Oh my God. This is... James Saw said it was going to be better tonight. That's nailed it. That's done it.
Yeah, this is it. This is like, how do you... How do you
a holy crap you twice.
Yeah. And like, people didn't realize that the house is right here. Here's the house, and here's the ship right over the house.
Oh my God. Is it green?
It's kind of coming towards us.
Yes, it's coming. It's going to come in. Would it come?
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. Want to power up? Better do it now. Oh no, no, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Wait till you come out the other side, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you, nice. I love that one.
Orange.
No, that's not Star. Holy cow.
What is that?
It's a mothership, son.
That is a mothership. Holy, that's a whole mothership. That's a mothership.
Wow.
What? Holy cow, dude.
Look at the angle it's going. It's going behind the tree. Wow.
I can't focus in. Wow, that was weird. I focused in on this one and it turned into like a six-sided. Oh, there's two crossing each other. Five. There's five lights on the mountain right now.
Yeah, there's five lights.
No.
That's a crap.
Don't aim at it. Something just shot underneath it. Which one? Oh, yeah, I got both of them. Watch, one's going to flash. The one on the right's probably going to flash.
Look, see him?
Above your head.
They're crossing.
Wow,
look at the aura on that one. That one's, it's powering up, you guys. Woo, total power up. We got it. Nice. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, look at that. That's massive. Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both in there.
Big power up right above. Right above us. Big power up.
Get a power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn. Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up though. Okay, it's going a lot faster. It's right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed. Two of them.
Dude, that was sick.
Oh, another one. Another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, it's... No, I got it. I got it on film.
I'm seeing a couple of those orange flashes.
It's straight, a little bit towards the mountain.
I saw this.
It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no... It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us.
Oh, yeah.
again. It was huge. It was massive. Oh, look at that. It powered up. See that? It's getting brighter. Look, it's got an aura around it. It is getting brighter. No, it has an aura of a field around it.
Oh, what was that?
Look at it. There it goes, guys. It's bright. It's going. Yeah, look, it's powering up. It's doing it.